Welcome to the MSP Soundbites. My name's Rod Sowden, lead author of the 2007 version. This session talks about the business case. Business case is one of the smallest sections in the book, but actually describes one of the biggest impacts on any programme, which is its business case. Without a business case, the programme won't be justified. It's supposed to capture all the information that will enable the sponsoring group and the SRO to make the decision to go ahead. Most organisations have their own various templates for business cases. I've seen them ranging from one page to 100 pages, depending on what you choose to put in it. Within MSP, we've got the concept of the programme definition document. A lot of the information in a programme definition document could also end up in a business case because it's summaries. Okay, so it is a critical document, but its structure and shape can vary between organisations. If we just look at the role of the business case during the programme life cycle, we first see the business case emerging in the programme mandate. When the programme's kicked off and a mandate is produced and confirmed by the sponsoring group, there will be some expectation or indication of cost. People don't kick off a programme without any idea about how much it's going to cost. Even though the early stages of the programme life cycle are about clarifying the costs and benefits, which ultimately culminates in a programme brief, we would expect to see something in the mandate, you know, an anticipated budget of 10 million or whatever it should be. Okay, it then grows during identifying the programme, ultimately into the programme brief. Now, the programme brief can also be called the outline business case because it's got a summary of the benefits, the risks that you're facing, maybe some of the issues, the plan timetable, and an estimate of the costs. So the programme brief is emerging there, and by the time the sponsoring group give the go-ahead for the programme to move into definition, where the full business case emerges, they should already have some comfort that the money that they're going to spend is going to produce some value to them. Once we move into the fuller programme definition, the business case starts to build. We've got the benefits work, the benefits profile, the benefits realisation plan. That builds up what we think the value of the programme is going to be in terms of economic efficiency or effectiveness. And then we start to look at the cost of creating whatever it is we're creating. So the key document there is the project dossier, where you've got the list of the projects and the costs will be estimates of the costs will be associated with that project, those projects. So by the time you get to around halfway through defining the programme, you'll know what the benefits are, you'll know the preferred blueprint, and you'll know pretty much the projects that you're going to deliver. So that's a pretty good time to have a review of the business case. Other things that we need to look at, apart from the blueprint, are risks. We need to look at what contingency plans we have in for risk and the costs of those contingencies. We need to look at our resourcing profile. Obviously, it's much more expensive to bring resources in from outside, but it might be more effective if there's an urgency to get the programme done or the skills are not actually in-house. We need to look at the plans, what the priorities are, when things need to be built. We might be talking about a compliance program, in which case it's not really a yes, no, it's just how cheap can we do it for. And of course, we need our benefits profiles that show us the return on investment. The program business case is made up of that information and ultimately the project business cases as well. Now, the project business cases emerge out of the project dossier. And so you would expect each project to have a budget in its own right, possibly not a full business case. I know for those of you that are in Prince 2 world, that they look for a business case for the project at a program level. You should know what the benefits are at the program level. You should know what the projects are going to be at the program level. So the benefits accumulate there. You shouldn't really be looking for a project to deliver benefits, although it should be able to align its outputs to benefits somewhere along the lines. So what sort of costs are we looking for in a program business case? Well, we're looking for the project lifecycle costs, the cost of project teams, the cost of the effort and the resources that are going to go into it. Those would be pretty much captured in the project business cases. Benefits realisation, yeah, we're going to be looking at not only the savings and the efficiency value, but we're also going to be looking for those additional costs required to deliver those benefits. That could be additional resources, the cost of measuring and monitoring. We need to think about business change costs. You know, there might be additional support needed in the operation. There might be additional costs for removing people from the organisation, of course, like redundancy. They've got to be captured somewhere. We should be looking at the increased operational costs, if appropriate, for managing and delivering new services. Or you might have replaced people costs with lease costs or maintenance costs for equipment. We'd be looking at capital costs, which are the one-off asset procurement costs for buildings, IT, manufacturing plant and stuff. And of course, your program management overhead, cost of the program manager, the team around them, that sort of stuff. So those are the things that you'd be looking to capture. But each organisation has its own way of doing these things. So if you're putting a program business case together, you need to look at the way your organisation does things. Key element of the business case is once it's created and signed off, you're not supposed to throw it in a drawer and forget it. So you're supposed to, we're supposed to have reviews. The business case should be reviewed regularly. Regularly will depend on the program, of course. But where MSP says you should do a minimum is at the end of a tranche. Yeah, so that could be whatever the length of the tranche is, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months. And the questions that you need to ask yourself to continue with the business case is the program still affordable? Are the outcomes achievable? Are the benefits achievable? And is the program still good value for money? And is the way that we're delivering it the most optimal way? Because as life moves on, new techniques come about that you can take advantage of. If there's one document that the SRO is going to focus on and look after and check, it's the business case, okay? Because it's an accumulation of the information in a number of different places, but it's the one place where you can see whether the programme is worth continuing with. Okay, that's the end of the briefing on business case. I hope that proved useful, and I hope you're listening on some of our other briefings. Thanks very much.